The Baltimore City Council met last night and made some progress on a plastic bag ban and on the Water Accountability and Equity Act. WYPR's Emily Sullivan is on the line to walk us through the meeting's agenda. And Emily, let's start with the plastic bag ban. This is not the first time that the City Council has tried to pass this sort of legislation, is it?
That's right. It's hardly the first. City lawmakers have tried and failed to ban or just highly reduce plastic bags 8 times in the last decade.
What is different about this attempt from those previous ones?
The council is just more progressive, more far to the left than it's ever been before. The bill currently has enough co-sponsors to pass, and many of those co-sponsors are progressive first-term council members who replaced legislators that voted down similar plastic bag bans. That doesn't mean the bill hasn't seen some challenges. It's been moving through City Hall rather slowly. It was introduced in June. It's had 5 public hearings, and it's accumulated a lot of amendments along the way. And those amendments have needed their own time to be reviewed. But the bill as it stands now is actually pretty much a copy of Portland, Oregon's plastic bag ban. Bags that are under 4 mil, which is a way of saying 4/1000ths of an inch, are completely banned. And if shoppers don't bring their own reusable bags to stores, they're going to have to pay 5 cents for a paper bag. 4 cents of that fee go to the business they're at, and the remaining penny will go to the city's general fund.
What does the bill's trajectory look like at this point?
Well, last night, lawmakers voted to shepherd the bill further along. It's on what we call third reader now. And if it passes third reader, it goes to the mayor's desk. And people who have been working on the bill have called Jack Young its most consistent supporter. So it's fair to say he'll sign it if it arrives at his desk.
Okay. Another bill now, the Water Accountability and Equity Act. What's going on there?
That is another bill that's seen its fair share of legislative delays. Last night, the council voted for the bill to pass third reader. And usually when that happens, it gets sent to the mayor's desk to be signed into law. But for this bill, there was a mistake during the second reader vote. Amendments were improperly moved, which means they weren't officially added to the legislation. So on November 18th, the council will vote for final passage.
Give us some of the details about this piece of legislation.
Well, it aims to make low-income residents' water bills more affordable and make the Department of Public Works more transparent. It'd create an Office of Water Customer Advocacy and Appeals and a Committee for Office Oversight. The bill would also give renters access to dispute resolutions. Renters make up 53% of Baltimore households, and they currently rely on landlords to dispute water bills. So if you're a renter and you think your bill's too high, it's too bad, unless your landlord is willing to fight for you.
How has the city's Department of Public Works reacted to this legislation?
They have generally pushed back against it. DPW Director Rudy Chow has said existing low-income programs do more than enough for low-income residents, but the bill would offer tiered assistance as opposed to DPW's current across-the-board discount. Throughout the bill's life in City Hall, Chow has added a whole lot of last-minute amendments to try to slow it down. But now, after years of lobbying efforts from water justice advocates, the bill is very close to crossing the finish line.
Emily Sullivan covers City Hall for WYPR. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much, Nathan.